Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the headlines, in our daily life, in our romance, in our politics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I am joined by Mark.
Hello, Heather. It's Mark Wolf, joining everyone from New York City.
Wonderful.
Long ways from Montana.
A long ways from Montana, but not long in my heart. I still think of you and my astro buddies in New York and my community. I lived there for 6 years and then have moved in various places and am now here in Montana. Thanks to Zoom, I can stay connected to the world and still live in the middle of the woods and watch the deer walk by.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could have lived here before Zoom. I don't think I could have because it is quite isolated. But it's a beautiful place to concentrate. How have you been, Mark? And what are you fascinated by in the astrology of the moment?
The first thing I'll mention right away, Ann Ortley is doing very well, for people who know
she is
in operation.
Good.
And so all good news. And that's part of my news. Actually, I'm looking forward to this full moon next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of good stuff going on. Well, the sun, early Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, this whole week has got a lot of good things going on. A lot of strong energy.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Pluto and Mars are especially strong.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing? I mean, they're right now, today, tomorrow, and the next day, it's sextile.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Mars
at the moment,
sextile Pluto,
it's
a good energy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It helps to direct the heavy energy of Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can wake up in the middle of getting overwhelmed and say, "Wait a minute, what's going on here, really?
Mm-hmm.
How do we want to direct this?" And so it requires doing the directing. It requires rolling up your sleeve and saying, "You know, this is what needs to be done," and doing part of that work yourself. But it will work.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, the point, when I see that the Sun and Mars conjunct exactly yesterday, and they move together, the Sun goes into Sagittarius, hallelujah, on Wednesday, and Mars follows on Friday. Now, on either side of Thanksgiving, which is the Sagittarian holiday, I think of the outspokenness, you know, the family feuds that start off with words like frankly, or, you know, the political commentary that people make at dinner that polarizes everybody, or the personal commentary when your grandmother says, you know, "I hate that dress you're wearing. Did you gain weight?" You know, one of those charming Sagittarian comments. But it is about feeling grateful.
But I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and it is very
truth.
Sagittarian.
Turn over.
Mm-hmm. It just spits out.
Yeah.
Now, it was interesting recently. I've always had such mixed feelings about the, you know, Native American story with Thanksgiving. But I found out this week that the first Thanksgiving was declared on November 26th by George Washington, because he often declared feast days to be grateful for things, to kind of improve morale, you know, about surviving the war and being in America and, You know, this was a thank you for that. And it had nothing to do with pilgrims and Indians. And then it was, you know, and Abraham Lincoln, it didn't happen regularly. It wasn't the law, and it wasn't a holiday until Abraham Lincoln declared it, to say thank you after the Battle of Gettysburg, that, you know, the end of the Civil War. And, or that, you know, towards that, that was a thank you. Both of those were a thank you that our country stayed together, you know, and they took what was traditionally a harvest festival that so many countries have, and they made it a Thanksgiving for America. And only after that did people start adding on the story about the pilgrims and the Native Americans.
Yeah.
So it's good for people to to remember that it's a Sagittarian holiday about being honest and being grateful. I also think it's when the sun goes into Sagittarius, people come out of their Scorpio sun cave. You know, we spend Halloween, you know, wearing masks and haunted, and then, you know, the sun goes into Sagittarius and suddenly everybody's gathering together and being sociable and coming out of their closet and coming out of their cave. And that we need that connection before we settle in for winter. So I think of that, you know, all the Christmas parties are during Sagittarius time. They're not, you know, once the winter solstice happens, we go into traditions and family and roots and are not like, woo, party during the sun in Sagittarius.
Yeah, it becomes serious winter at that point.
Yep. So the Sun-Mars conjunction keeps that martial energy going. And you're right. Right now, both the Sun and Mars are sextile Pluto. And it can be a good time to direct that energy. Moon's in Pisces tonight, close to Saturn, and we're feeling a lot. You know, people may just not feel like hurrying up and getting things together for Thanksgiving. You know, I made the pickled beets for Thanksgiving. And pickled beets are, you know, I'm not a neat cook, and pickled beets can make a mess, right?
Oh.
And then pickled beets all managed to just go everywhere today. So I had a lot of, you know, juice sprinkled all over that I had to clean up. I would just be like, okay, that's it. I've done one thing. I can rest now. You know, it can feel a little overwhelming at the moment. But that, you know, Mars is also trining, coming out of a trine, but it's trine Neptune, which, you know, we'd like to, can be really active. I'm hearing a lot of people are having wild dreams. How are your dreams?
Hmm. Actually, pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things get done.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like I wake up and I can barely remember a bit of it, but I know, boy, a lot's happened overnight. Yeah.
Well, and Sun and Mars, trine Pluto is the early part of the week. And then later this week, they both square Saturn.
Yeah.
And that changes the energy. So if you've used the sextile to Pluto well, the square to Saturn will work out to complete whatever you started.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't do much about the Pluto Mars, then Saturn's going to want to know why.
Why did you let that go? Yeah.
You feel like you missed a chance. And in fact,
And I think that's a beautiful description of that Saturn. There is a kind of deal with the consequences feeling of that Saturn square to the Sun and Mars next week.
Yeah.
And one of the things
Saturn
I've noticed...
Saturn will be shaking his finger at you saying, I told you, this is your chance to get this going. And you didn't do it. And Saturn is likely to say, I'll give you one more chance.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a plan, and you got to put it in motion right away.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So if people feel like suddenly, you know, the universal parent goes like, you know, consequences here, you know, follow up, do your chores, make it happen, or, you know, or pay your punishment, it may be good to just kind of come up with a plan and be the adult in a situation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturn and Mars and the Sun and Pluto, they'll all be there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is stand up and say, okay, I'm in charge.
You know, I'm loving watching. The full moon next week is the Sun in Sagittarius, Moon in Gemini. That's the astrological inverse of Trump. And some other people that are wonderful, but it is the inverse of Trump. And he's got that, you know, Leo rising. But Sagittarius is honest with you if they're honest with themselves. But there's always this slip in reality. If the Sagittarius energy we've got coming up, where everybody's saying, oh, yes, honestly, I'm being frank about this. I'm just being clear, you know, to ask, why am I saying this now? Is that really true, or is that just a quick opinion? What's going on with that? You know, that there are layers to truth, and one of the truths are why we say something when we do. But that Saturn-Mars square can mean sometimes tension between generations, like a really different perspective from the Mars crew and the Saturn crew.
Mm-hmm.
At this Thanksgiving table, if you feel that really generational difference, speak up and honor it. Like, hey, we have a very different perspective. I'd love to hear yours. I'd like you to want to hear ours. And learn from each other's perspectives rather than shut the other one down.
Yep.
But I'm also seeing that as the government shutting up, and Trump keeps trying to get permission to be mean, and he keeps not getting it, which is just lovely.
Yeah.
But go on.
We have to remember that Sagittarius is a mean. And that's why we get layers of the truth and different ways of dealing with the truth. It kind of, Gemini in its own way, it's also mutable.
Mm-hmm.
So things get really shifty. And everybody's telling the truth, or at least they say they're telling the truth. But the truth, when you try to put it all on the same time, it doesn't fit. It's like a jigsaw puzzle with the wrong pieces.
Mm-hmm. And what would be a good way of navigating that?
I think the best thing is to bring in more perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
It seems counterintuitive in that kind of situation. The more you can hear from more people, the more you have to sort it out. Whereas if there are fewer people having input, get away with a limited truth. So I say throw it all in the blender.
That sounds like a powerful approach.
Yeah.
So we're going to start taking calls from people. Raise your hand, hit that one button if you want us to speak with you, and we'll work our way through the questions here. So, and we'll try to apply the aspects to your chart. And hello, area code 412-596, you're on the air. How can we help you?
So my birth date is August 16th, 1967.
Yes. Time?
7:46 p.m.
And where?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. And what's your question?
So everything seems to be like stuck in mud. Trying to get a new business going. It's not really going anywhere. And I have a lot of things breaking. Especially around water. Roof leaking, sink leaking. My water filter system broke. I'm not really sure.
Oh, that is no fun.
No.
One of the first things, I mean, you have Neptune at the top of your chart anyways. So, you know, water issues at above you might be a problem sometimes. One of the things that I, and Uranus right now is opposed that Neptune at the top of your chart. And so we have the kind of the unexpected Neptunian things kicking in for you. And that, you know, won't last that long. Hold on. Let's see when Neptune gets off your that degree. You know, all this winter, you're looking at things that need fixing. And that'll be off that point by May. But between now and May, and it's not that it's breaking suddenly. It's that you are suddenly realizing that it was broken. So there's a lot of deferred maintenance that's coming out. And it's, you know, here's a problem, but you should fix your roof anyway. You know, here's a problem, but it feels like it's nudging you to deal with some things that have been backburnered for a while. Now, in 5 months, your progressed sun leaves your 12th house and moves into your first house. And you suddenly feel like, oh, I'm done with this, all this work, and I'm out in the open where people can see me, and my business is starting to take off. And you can feel like you're getting somewhere in about 5 months. It doesn't mean you don't get anywhere between now and then, but it becomes a lot easier after that.
Okay.
So you've got Mercury, Jupiter, the Sun, Ceres, Venus, Juno, and Pluto all in your seventh house of partnership. Are you doing this business by yourself, or are you doing it with help, with a partner?
I'm both. I'm doing it as an independent contractor, but I do have people I know in the same business helping me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks like, wouldn't you say that, Mark, that with that loaded 12th, that loaded 7th, even though Uranus is squaring some of those, that, you know, taking on at least partial, where you get advice and you get information and you get assistance on specific pieces. What would you say, Mark?
Yeah, definitely. You're meant to work things together, but also you have that Leo Sun conjunct to Jupiter and close to Mercury, so you can be the lead person. You're working with other people, but it doesn't hold you back from being out front. So go ahead and take a lead role. It's more like you are able to use other people as support. And they enjoy supporting you. So I would say, as a general rule, work with the people who do enjoy supporting you. And where they have the feeling that they're supporting themselves at the same time, because they are.
So have you already launched your business?
Yes.
Okay. You might want to relaunch it when the progressed moon crosses your ascendant. And that's, 4 to 5 months from now, that you might have like a second push when you start, advertising in a different way or do a big push. And that between now and then, think of it, how do I get my systems working right? How do I fix my roof? How do I, get my network with people and build up those relationships Mark was talking about? How do I make it so that if I get busy, all the systems are in place? And then relaunch in about 4 to 5 months.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really a good plan. It should be good timing.
Yeah, you're not in a terrible place. Honestly, things are really, the public will love you. We just got to get you, the timing was a little off. That's all.
Okay, so I need to wait 4 to 5 months before things are really going to take off.
Right. And
yeah, you should organize an event to mark the launch.
And it's not that you have to wait. You have to use this time wisely. To use it. So right around the spring equinox is when your progressed moon hits your ascendant and comes into your first house. So sometime, that week or the next, like the end of March, beginning of April, find a way, to have an event that makes you more visible. And in the meantime, work on your systems. Don't wait. Get everything organized. Do the hemp. Do the groundwork. Get set so you have the systems in place to do well.
Okay. All right.
And this is not
that
a
sounds
punishment.
Like good advice.
This is not a punishment.
Are you sure?
This is a yes, absolutely. This is more like, you ignored some of the self care on your house while you were focusing on other things. Now you need to take care of your house, take care of yourself, take care of your systems, and then all systems are go.
Okay. Some days
okay,
it feels like a punishment.
I know, hon. I know. But don't take it there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
And hello, error code 858736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and my birth date is November 2nd, 1967, same as the one before.
We always get themes in the night. And when were you born? What time?
12:05 p.m. in Glendale, California. That's in L.A.
And what's your question, my dear?
Wow, I have so much going on here. Like, I think I have probably a million questions. And I think the biggest thing is, can you tell me what I have to look forward to? Like, when am I going to feel like, wow? I mean, I am really blessed. I'm really grateful. But, wow, some big shoes have dropped, as the saying goes. And I just feel like since COVID, it has just been game on. And, yeah, I'm a little tired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my son just went off to college. He's a freshman, thriving, renovating the house. I mean, we've got a lot going on here. And I have a business. And, oh, my God, people keep quitting. Or I've had to fire people. And it's just, there's just a lot.
And you've got another year of shift and change. I'm sorry. Your progressed Sun and Mercury are conjunct in Capricorn right on the Mars in the 12th house. But this is more like a shedding of an old fur and growing a new one. You know, the change won't necessarily be that visible to the outside world, but you know you're going through change. Uranus is in your 4th house. So the planet of change and upheaval and chaos and exciting and new possibilities is going through your house, a home. So that's renovation, change, shift of people. Nothing feels stable. And it's trining your Sun and Pluto, your Venus and Pluto, conjunct in Virgo in your 8th house. So it's changing how you relate to other people's money, what you're doing with sharing things, how you so many things are shifting. But this all looks like it's a renovation for the next chapter of your life. And it's not a bad thing. keep visioning what? How it's going to be next. It's a real shift. So
okay.
Direct that shift.
Right on. Okay. And so I guess one big question is health. Are there any challenging health aspects? I am truly, you know, I'm feeling like the women before me have not prepared me correctly or appropriately for menopause. And
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it makes me a little cranky. Yeah, it makes me really cranky. I got cranky at my doctor the other day, and she's like, you need to, like, breathe, Kimberly. And I'm like, no, I'm not happy. You have not, you know, like, been straight up with me here,
oh,
you know, like, somebody should have said something to me like 7 years ago that this was happening or connected
to Your
Mars
is in the 12th house. And, you know, part of that is your anger is coming out. But you need to feel in control. But don't blame anybody else because you didn't ask the right questions.
They
might have told you everybody goes through menopause differently. But can I tell you on the other side of it, it's a calm, clear lake when you come out of those rapids and the rough times. So you're aiming to good territory, but it is a big change. You are Sun, Moon, and Neptune all in Scorpio, which rules the reproductive organs.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, menopause for the quadruple Scorpios here is tricky. Just remember, you're changing. You're not dying. You're changing, but you need to feel in control of the change. So investigate bioidentical hormones, investigate what will help you, and look for people who are happy on the other side of menopause so you begin to have a vision of where you're going.
Hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
Everything
great.
In your life is in transformation, but it can transform into something
good.
Lovely. It can transform into something beautiful.
Nice. And there's like the health. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
I was going to say, look for the people who can pull you through. They're already through.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The people that are going through it with you are not necessarily the ones to help you because they're experiencing it not exactly the same as you. So it's easy to say, well, why don't you tell me this? Why don't you tell me that? And they can't because it's not the same for them. So they're bumping elbows with you. Whereas people that have gone through it, like Heather is saying, they're the ones that will pull you through. So get close with a couple of people who seem to have navigated well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, we need more community, more community of women, I have to say. I used to do women's retreats, and I just have to start doing them again. Women's circles, women's gatherings.
Absolutely.
I just think that's
not
enough.
Absolutely. And, you know, there was back in the day when Neptune was in Capricorn, we met, you know, we had so many circles going. But there's been a gap.
Yeah.
And I want you to take
you
it back to that. Find the women who've navigated it this beautifully.
Yeah.
Remember, there is not the phase of maid, mother, and crone. It's maid, mother, queen, and crone. And when you hit menopause, you finish, and yet it's usually around, you know, between now and the second Saturn return, that you say, okay, I am done with, and that's your second Saturn return is in a couple of years. I am done mothering the world. I am now queen of what I do. Let me take it and run with it.
Oh, I
so
feel
we're done for tonight.
Totally. Yep.
Good luck.
That's awesome.
And this is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye to all of you and good luck. And find the beauty in the energy coming up. It's going to be a high energy Thanksgiving. Find a good way to use it. This is Heather Owen Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Okay. And Mark Wolf saying goodbye from New York. Have a good day of thanks and make it a year of thanks. Okay.
Amen.
And
thank you.
Amen. Everybody have a wonderful time. Take care.
Thanks for listening.
Remember, ask if it's true. For Sagittarius, ask if it's true, kind, and necessary, and then go ahead and say it. Goodbye.
Woo!